Now, my beloved, shall we introduce ourselves to the chapter in your first documentary lesson entitled How to Meditate? I am going to give you several points that you should become perfectly familiar with. First, sit in a comfortable chair with the spine erect. It is better, if you can, to sit on the floor tailor fashion, perhaps with a small cushion under you, so that your legs are slightly lower than your buttocks. But the spine must be straight. Then, two, take three or four long breaths through the nostrils. As you exhale, flex the body, relax the body, so that it becomes quite limp. The tenseness of all the muscles are withdrawn. Place your hands on your knees. It is a strange electrical connection about which you know nothing yet. Then, sit still, breathing gently without effort. What you are doing now is to lose all sense of the body. Then three, do with the mind what you have done with the body. Just let go. Don't try to think. Don't try not to think. At this stage, all kinds of ideas will surge up in your mind. Pay no attention, however. Let them surge. Do not resist. Sit quietly and watch the show, so to speak. And after a time, however, without stirring, take possession. And say in a low, firm voice, slowly but audibly, "Peace, be still. I am still. I am at peace. I am at peace. 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 Peace." You must not think of time, for you are about to lift your consciousness into a superphysical realm where time does not exist. Then, four. As soon as you are still, take the denial and in a firm, low voice, not even audible to others, but you must say the words. Repeat a few times the words of the denial. Death is not a law of life. Man is not subject to decay, sickness, or old age. There is no old age. There is no decay. There is no death. There is no death. I am not subject to decay and old age. Now I am free. 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 Forevermore. Now, my beloved, the object of this is to lay the ghost of the old ideas, to kill them. For you are now reversing the old way of thinking in relation to your life. Do not hurry. Be quiet. Be peaceful. Let the denial sink in. And if there is a tendency for the mind to wander, draw it back again by repeating the words of the denial. Then five. Take the affirmation very resolutely and treat it in the same manner. Let the tone be decisive, positive, yet reverent. The law of creation is life. I am life. Glorious, wondrous, vibrant life. I am youth. I am beauty, strength, power. I am free, free, free. I am life eternal, boundless, limitless, everlasting, never-ending, wonderful life. I am free. And then, my beloved, wait, listen, be patient. After some practice, it may take a week, may take a month, men vary. You will, so to speak, hear a voice speaking to you in the silence. That is the voice of your own soul. But do not be disappointed if your mind is hard to control at the start. If you make any progress in the first week, be glad, be grateful. Be assured that it will come all right in time. If you have any difficulty, sit and imagine that you are looking within yourself, watching your own breath. Notice how even it is, how beautiful. And imagine that the life force is coming in with every breath that you take, and that it is going out. It is all over you, remaining with you like a great light within. Always, if possible, sit in the same place. You will know later on why this is desirable. If you are fortunate enough to hear the voice referred to, then realize that it is the voice of the spiritual man speaking to the physical man. This may take you out of your abstraction with a start. Never mind, try again. Assume a grateful mood, a happy mood, and give thanks. You are to learn in a way that you have never learned before, that the infinite wisdom, of which you are a part, knows all there is to be known. Therefore, when you are in touch with it consciously, there is nothing that you cannot know. Your connection with it now is unconscious, instinctive. Now, my beloved, do not think, I pray of you, do not think, no matter how much you've read, that what I have been saying to you is simple, or that you have known all this before. You are merely starting at the very beginning. You are beginning to build that perfect temple, and it is absolutely necessary for you to put in the foundations. Be open-minded. I invite you, for I believe of you that you are really in earnest, to put aside for the time being all that you have learned before about psychology or any of the multitudinous phases of life that you may have studied. Now, my own experience in taking up this work many years ago was that many things to which I had tenaciously held as true were proved by me later on to have been false. Now, do not think that you can be robbed of any truth you may previously have learned. Believe, however, that this great work in mental physics that you are about to undertake is to prove for you the very key to knowledge. Seek the truth. Be not afraid in doing so. While you will find that all truth that you have previously learned cannot be lost or changed, indeed it will become all the more real for you, place yourself in that attitude of mind that will allow you, irrespective of creeds or dogmas or religions, to be willing, to be anxious, to change your mind whenever you have good and sufficient reason for so doing. In your work of mental physics, you are like a scientist, investigating forces with the same unbiased methods as the scientist investigates all problems of nature, without fear, without prejudice. We are seeking truth, fearlessly investigating, having the courage, when we prove all things, to grapple our new knowledge to our minds with hoops of steel, so that nothing can shake it from us. Science proves, my beloved, that no one fact in nature is contrary to any other fact. And therefore, you cannot learn any single fact in your lessons which conflicts with any other fact that you know. But most men are ignorant of their true nature. Yet it is known that our lives are based on laws as definite in their operation as electricity, heat, light, gravity, magnetism, all natural laws. And though these great natural laws are invisible to our eyes, we know that they exist and that they are powerful. No one ever saw gravity or electricity, but we know their effects. No one ever saw the force that pulls the compass needle toward the North Pole, but we know that it does pull it. You never saw the force that makes you breathe. But you know, do know that you do breathe. We go in the practice of mental physics to the place where that force resides, in the silence. And it is from the silence that our knowledge will gradually break through from the great universal storehouse. My beloved, it is vital, first and foremost, to have a perfect body. Your lessons with the scientific breathings will work wonders in this direction. If you think of it in this way, it may help you. If we are made in His image, it is self-evident that we have the power resident within us to be and remain in His image. It is self-evident that we have the power resident within us to be and to remain in His image. Your body, then, should be a reflection of the image. As one writer has said, the true being of man is perfect, and the mind is the mirror reflecting the perfection of true being. When the personality does not manifest the qualities of true being, we try to change the personality. But remove the defects from the mirror, and the reflection will be the exact likeness of the reality standing before the mirror. When the mind properly reflects the real man, the personal man will express the perfection of true being. The personal in man will manifest the real in man. And the real in man is created in the image of God. But, my beloved, in your lessons, I prefer to get away from all generalities. What is man? What is his mind? What is the power that enables him to think? What is the very force that enables him to breathe and live? We shall be concerned during the next few months to discover and understand all these problems in a manner which will be beyond all disputation, and which will stand the rigid test of scientific investigation. We have a glorious time ahead of us. Now, my beloved, if I were you, now you hear my voice. Can you feel absolute sincerity coming through my voice to you? If I were you, I would make a sacred vow with myself that come what may, my practice shall not be interfered with during the whole of the time taken for my lessons. There must be no excuses. Cut out all affairs that will interfere with your faithful adherency to your daily practice. You are to learn and to realize, during the ensuing few months, more regarding the facts of life than you have ever learned before. Therefore, be happy right now. Rejoice. Rejoice. Now, my beloved, you will soon be going. Be faithful in your practice this first week. There is much work to be done in the first 3 weeks, but thereafter, especially when you have begun the mastery of the scientific and spiritual breathings, you will find that you have settled down to manifest the new truths that you are learning. Be happy, be happy, rejoice. Peace be with you forevermore. Ooh.